that I'm currently, it's still an ongoing study, conducting with my colleagues in Turkey. So I'd like to acknowledge Merdiye Şendir, Funda Büyük Yılmaz, and Rengin Acaroğlu, who are associated with the Florence Nightingale School of Nursing in Istanbul, Turkey. And we have no relationships to disclose. The purpose of this presentation is to use Kogan's attitudes toward older people scale to assess the attitudes of undergraduate nursing students towards the elderly, identify the effects of demographic and social factors on attitudes, provide a background for the Turkish context, and finally discuss and interpret the findings. Just to give you some background, aging of the population is one of the most important demographic facts that came to the foreground in the 21st century, as you all know. Across the globe, people live longer, birth rates decline, and consequently, elderly population is increasing exponentially. When we look at the differences between industrialized and developing countries, there's really quite a major difference. In industrialized countries, the aging of the population arose after such countries reached both economic and social welfare, providing the infrastructure to meet the needs of the elderly. Whereas in the developing countries, in the absence of the solid economic and social infrastructures, the growth in the elderly population creates an alarming situation. Let me give you a few words about the Turkish context. Turkey is a bridge between Europe and Asia. It's slightly larger than Texas, 17th largest economy in the world, and in the last quarter, the fastest growing economy in the world. Life expectancy is about 72.5 years and 74.49 for females. Health expenditures are about 7%, just under 7% of the GDP. And GDP per capita is about $14,000, which puts Turkey just in the ranks of the newly developed countries like Chile, the closest example. There is universal health care in Turkey. And to add to this, in the presence of the Arab Spring and all the revolutions in the Arabic world, Turkey is 99.9% Islamic, but it was the only truly democratic and open, totally open secular Islamic country, and all the Arabic countries are considering it as a role model at this point. There is the map of Turkey. In the west, Bulgaria and Greece. Up here is Russia and Ukraine, Georgia, Armenia, Azerbaijan, and then the troublesome neighbors start. We have Iran, Iraq, and Syria. And the earthquake just occurred last week, happened actually right here by this lake, which is the poorest Kurdish part. Turkey has about 15 million Kurds, and some of the Kurds are fighting for an independent land within Turkey. It's considered a terrorist activity, but it's something that Turkey has to deal with. It's a major issue. Culturally, respect and loyalty to elders is a major social norm in Turkey. Mutual assistance and support are counted among relatives. Assistance for childcare is sought from parents, and that's taken for granted. It's never really even asked. It's going to happen. Grandparents will take care of the grandchildren. And then in return, older children, particularly older children, assume the responsibility for caring and providing for the elderly parents. Most elderly live close to their children, and they see each other very frequently. Family members who assume the responsibility of helping and supporting the elderly may quite often feel overwhelmed. It's a booming economy, everybody is working, and then on childcare and parents' care becomes quite overwhelming, especially for females. Most middle-class families hire full-time caregivers to help with the caring of the elderly in their families, and these caregivers are mostly from Eastern Europe and from the old Turkic republics of the Soviet Union. They are the illegal immigrants, workers, undocumented workers in Turkey. and institutional care of the elderly in nursing homes is extremely uncommon, but it is beginning to happen, especially for the poorest and for the wealthiest.
Questions at the end.
Currently, the older people over 65 constitute about 6.3% of the population, and this number is expected to increase to 10% by 2025. In the United States, it's currently 12.9%, and it's supposed to go up to 20% in the same time period. And as we know, in most Western and Northern European countries, the percentages of the elderly are even higher. This is the population distribution for Turkey in year 2000. This is the males, these are the females, and these are percentages. And you can see that in year 2000, a great majority of people were distributed in the younger ages, under 25. Basically. And this is what it will look like in 2020, which becomes no longer a pyramid, but it is really taking the shape of more of a square or a rectangle, meaning that the percentages of the older ages are very rapidly increasing, whereas the younger population is decreasing. Why do we study attitudes towards the elderly? Older adults need care. Caring of older people is affected by many things such as culture, knowledge, skills, and attitudes. Lack of understanding of the aging process contributes to the myths and stereotypes. And through education, we hope that attitudes can be improved, particularly for the younger student population. In this study, we used CAOP scale, which is Kogan's attitude toward the older people. It is a very old scale, but it's still being used very commonly all over the world. It's been translated into many, many languages, and it's been tested in many different contexts. It has 34 items, 17 negatively and 17 positively stated. And it's a Likert scale going 1 to 6, strongly disagree to strongly agree. The possible scores range from 34 to 204. Higher scores indicate more positive attitudes. In the literature, some people consider a total CAOP scale of 102 as a neutral attitude, but as somebody who does a lot of methodology, when you look at the scale, it should not be below neutral, but it should be, well, above neutral, but it should be a little bit more in the middle. So I consider 119 as the neutral point. And the Turkish version of the instrument has a very well-established internal consistency and content and construct validity that has been done. This study is actually a subset of the 800 and another larger study that that included 810 undergraduate students. For the purposes of this presentation, we looked at the 480 nursing students. And I'm rushing through this because I have about 28 slides. I'm sorry if I'm going too fast. I want to come to the graphs quickly. Most of our students were females, 87%, 96% were female, 94% were under 23 years of age. They were juniors, but it distributed pretty equally across the 4 years. And 9% considered themselves as low income, 73% middle income, and 19% as high income. 83% had nuclear families, 13% had extended families, meaning either the grandparents or uncles or aunts, some people were living in the same household with them, and 4% were from divorced homes. And 17% said they were from villages. Village in this case is not like the United States, North American context. It's more the European village context, which is an isolated, very small area of maybe a few hundred people, and 9 people from small towns, and 33 from small cities, and large city is 41%. 20% had an older people at home living with the family, and 59% had cared for an older person, and 55% indicated that they would like to work with older people. When we looked at the overall CHEOP scores, the mean was 122.99, 123, with a minimum of 79 and maximum of 166. These scores by themselves don't mean really much unless you start comparing them to other things. And when we looked at the gender division, there was no, although there was no statistically significant difference, males had a more positive attitudes, male nursing students had a more positive attitudes than female students. And almost all of these scores were pretty much consistent for all the overall 810 people as well, although the nursing scores were slightly higher. And I will try to interpret these for you. When you look at the family income, middle and higher income students had better attitudes than the lower income students. Family structure, extended families and divorced families, students from such families had lower CHEOP scores. And as you can see, there are no statistically significant differences among these groups, but there is a very clear pattern which I will try to explain to you. If they live, if they have lived with an older person, their attitude scores are lower, very surprisingly. And younger students from younger classes have, freshmen have slightly higher CHEOP scores than the others. And finally, a couple of other ones, if they have cared for an older person, their scores are higher. In the larger sample, that did not come out that way. People who lived with, in general, with who have cared for older people had more negative attitudes. And for the nursing group, if they are willing to work with older people, they had statistically, finally, significantly higher attitudes than the ones who did not want to work with them. In terms of location, I really expected that villages and towns would have much higher attitude scores, and it didn't work out that way. And I made so many, recoded this in so many different ways, did so many, tried to look at it in so many different combinations, nothing I did came out significant. Small cities and large cities were just slightly higher for the overall group as well. So location did not make a difference. So just to, before I move on to the conclusions, the bottom line is what we find is females and poorer students have lower attitudes, and that's easy to explain from my perspective because as I said, middle class and upper middle class families hire help for to take care of their elderly. So those students don't have to take care of the elderly, and therefore my take on that is they have better attitudes. And males consistently have better attitudes because they don't have to take care of the elderly. It's the female family members who take the major responsibility to take care of them. And also in the small towns and larger cities, the attitude scores were better, and mostly because the elders were left in smaller places, and most of these students most probably at some point came to Istanbul. 44% are from currently live in larger cities, but their grandparents, I expect, are still in smaller places, so they don't have to take care of them. So in general, the Turkish undergraduate nursing students towards the elderly are in the positive direction, and they are higher than the rest of the student body, which is another study. The means are above the neutral levels usually. And even then, given the cultural significance of older people in the Turkish society, we thought that these scores were lower than expected. Very few significant differences, and all of these together indicate that there is much room to improve the attitudes towards older people in Turkey. And educational preparation has a very major influence on shaping attitudes. In the Turkish context, there are no specific gerontology courses at the undergraduate level in schools of nursing in Turkey, but in the United States, we don't have them either. There might be some electives, and that's basically it, and that even the electives are very unusual. And finally, it's important that we bring some curricular changes, particularly for the nursing students who will be delivering these services to the older people. We took the results, actually, my colleagues took these results to the dean of the Faculty of Nursing in the Florence Nightingale School of Nursing, and they have just added a specific elective on gerontology for the nursing students. So there will be some changes, curricular changes, as an outcome of this study. Thank you.